can
is
do
the
one.
Evidence. He has been told to read that book.
I've
which
read
is
the book.
So biased, it's unbelievable.
I got an idea.
Book.
Let's hear from Dennis in San Luis. Dennis, good evening.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, let's take the spiritual part out of it and just look. The book in itself presents Christianity in an unfair way. Okay, if there is a separation of church and state, then why are we doing it at all? Okay, if we can't present every religion in a fair manner.
Right.
I mean, everybody talks about diversity and stuff until it comes to Christianity.
Right.
Okay, then it's well, you can't teach that, but we can teach Hinduism and we can teach Islam.
We can force it, is what they're saying.
But yeah. In this case, the young boy gets to Christianity at home.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, as does the Muslim and the Hindu. So why are we teaching it in a public school?
Because the Christian...
And then presenting Christianity in a negative way. In the book, if you look, most of the examples of Christianity have to do with negative...
You're absolutely right.
The witches, you know, that sort of stuff.
You're absolutely right. There's a terrible imbalance in the book.